Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going over Supergirl Season 6, Episode 11, titled Mixie in the Middle. Real quick, recap last week's episode. So, Mixie's on the loose. She has teamed up with Mitch, if we remember from the prom episodes in the beginning of the season, to get Supergirl. Nia is stuck in her apartment because of the deal she made with Nixley and is with her mom dealing with her powers, coming to some conclusions. Kara is working against a councilwoman who is taking a building and trying to give it to a corporation instead of making it affordable housing as it was intended to be. This is where Orlando was intending to get an apartment so he and Joey could have a place, but that cannot happen because of this councilwoman and this corporation. So they work on that. Kelly is training to be the new guardian, and by the end of the episode, she has gained confidence that she can do it. Kara, with the help of Orlando, gets the Armfield building back as affordable housing. And at the very, very end of the episode, where we just left off with this cliffhanger, Mixie has gotten her powers back thanks to a bomb that Kara destroyed. And freezes Kara, and she says only magic can stop magic, so she calls Mixie and to help. And this is where we come back. So, Mixie is back, Mr. Mix Spittalick, and he knows Nixley immediately. They know each other. That's interesting. They have a history. But, of course, takes Kara's side and defends her from Nixley's attacks. Turns out Mixie testified against Nixley in court, and he says she was trying to destroy most of the fifth dimension. So interesting things going on. And yeah, so I'm really interested to see if there's more about what's going on there. So Mixie snaps Kara out of the ice and she flies them away immediately because Mixie can't use his magic to get them out of there because imps have a connection, and so Nixley would be able to track where they went. So Kara and Mixie are in the tower explaining Nixley to everybody because Kara did not tell them. Nia is there. She's looking kind of awkward because she knows it's her fault that Nixley's out, not Kara's. But Mixie tries to give a bit of a backstory of Nixley as a cover of I Will Survive, and that is the funniest thing ever. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it gives that whole backstory, but this is what is come to the conclusion. Nixley wants to make a new All-Stone, and to do so, she needs to find these totems. Very reminiscent of Legends Season 3. Is it a bit of copying? I don't know. Was it intended? I don't know, but it seems kind of awkward how Supergirl has sort of taken things out of Legends book. And I know some of the beginning of this season for Supergirl and the way it was had to be written because of Melissa being pregnant and them having to change things around with shooting schedule and plot lines and whatnot. But it just happened to be a little reminiscent of what's happening in Legends. Sarah obviously got abducted at the end of season 5. Kara gets abducted in the beginning of 6, and they both are in somewhere with a villain. Yeah. Now we're getting into totems, which was done in Legends a while ago, years ago. So I don't know how I feel about it, but whatever. Anyways, so Nyxley is using Jared's crystal. Jared is the guy who first created the Allstone. So she's using this crystal to find the totems, but she needs an imp with the blood of Jared in the totem. And who's the last descendant of Jared? Mixie, of course. So she's pretty much out to get Mixie right now because she needs him for the crystal. Now, Kara, of course, thinks this is her fault. But Nia goes to Brainy, or Nia, sorry, Nia's everybody. She thinks that maybe they can reverse how Nyxley got her powers to take them away. And I think that's a pretty good idea. But Nyxley goes into the dream realm and sees a dead Mixie in the birdcage with all the ravens, which is a yikes. And then Brainy kind of gets her out of that dream. And Nia's kind of venting to Brainy right now about Nyxley being in the dream realm and the deal they made. And Brainy is being supportive and understands, of course, because he's relating it to how he was manipulated by Lex. And he thought it was the right thing to do, blah, 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 blah. So there's some relation. So he understands. He's still a little bit upset. But and tries to get Nia, tells Nia that she needs to tell Kara, of course. But Nia is like, no, I want to do this myself, and asks Brainy for a little bit of help to try and stop Nyxley themselves. And then we cut to Lena. Lena's back. Lena's back. Let's go. Oh, I've missed Lena. But she's going to Newfoundland in Canada to find stuff about her mom. But she calls Andrea. She thanks Andrea for letting her use the Catco private jet. Fun. And so it turns out Andrea is actually helping Lena do some research about her mom and stuff. And so there's a picture that Andrea pulls up of Lena's mom and some other ladies in it. And Lena's mom is just Katie McGraw in a wig. And it is not a very well done wig either. So that was a big thing when this episode first aired. A lot of the fans were laughing at this because it was just kind of bad. All right, not Supergirl's best effects there. But then Lena walks into an inn where she's staying, and the innkeeper, of course, excited to have her there because it's Lena Luthor, am I right? And so Lena actually says that she's there for personal stuff, trying to stuff about her mom. The innkeeper asks what her mom's name was, and she says Elizabeth Walsh. And the innkeeper immediately changes her tone, walks over to the guy who's helping get Lena's luggage, and she whispers to the guy that Lena's mom was a, like, dirty witch, and then she kicks Lena out. Fun, right? So already not going well for Lena. Back to the tower, the super friends are coming up with a way to take away Nyxley's powers and decide on a modified DEO power dampening cuff, but they do need something to give it constant magical charge so it will keep Nyxley obviously unable to use their powers. But Mixie just is like, hey, what if we use this? Takes the phantom projector, whips it out, gets point directly at Kara. Of course, trauma. Kara just immediately flinches because she's waiting for it to go off. But Alex jumps in front of her, trying not to let Kara go back in. And John takes it away from Mixie. And so Kara's like, no, we cannot use that. We just need to take her powers away and talk to her, which is classic Supergirl, classic Kara having the message of hope and whatnot at the end, and not actually like having just like doesn't do it the first, like doesn't try and do the like hard work the first time. Like she always is like, sees the good in people, I guess, and tries to like talk people out of stuff. So that was just classic Kara. But then she goes to Corto Maltese, which, if you don't know, is a big thing in the show Arrow. And goes to find a magic amulet to use that Mixie hid from way back season 2. Monel had that amulet, and then Mixie took it and hid it there. And then we cut to Mitch in his little spaceship. Mitch is there. He is upset that Nixley didn't get him out of jail, because if we remember last episode, Nixley framed Mitch for making the bomb. And so Mitch got arrested. And he ended up having to escape jail himself. Nixley does this monologue, and she explains that she doesn't need Mitch. She just needed to get to Supergirl, and she got it. So she doesn't really need him. And then going back to the tower, John and Alex are working on the power deputy cuffs. And of course, Mixie wants to help, but he can't use his powers or else Nixley can find him. After Alex gives in and tries to see if Mixie can help in any way, he can't. So she sends him off to try and help Brainy and you. Back to Newfoundland. Lena goes into a pub. She's looking for Margaret Bishop, who's the daughter of one of her mom's friends. And that happens just to be the lady she was already talking to at the bar, running the bar. Lena asks about her mom, and Margaret says that their moms were never friends and that she should leave Fortune Bay. So I guess the little town city there is Fortune Bay. And Margaret reveals that her mom is dead, and she says that Lena killed her mom. So even better for Lena. It just keeps getting piled on with stuff for her. But Lena convinces Margaret to tell her more after showing her a picture of the moms, which is the original picture that Andrea pulled up. And so Margaret starts giving some story. She says that their mothers were in a coven together, so a witch's coven. Lena denies the magic because obviously she's a scientist. Margaret laughs, but Margaret tells her that she saw Lena's mom light a shed on fire with no match, and her dad was inside. So that her dad died. Fun. And so after that, Lena's mom left. Florence, who was the other lady in that picture, she vanished and left Margaret's mom to deal with the aftermath. And Margaret ends up calling Lena's mom a villain, which triggers Lena, because that is definitely not what she was hoping for. And with being a Luther, that whole family has always been labeled a villain. And she obviously doesn't want to end up that way. So her mom, her real mom, being called a villain probably just makes her feel like there's no other way that I can end up. Like, she's still fighting that title and fighting that sort of family legacy. Back to the tower with Brainy and Nia. They're struggling with doing their part of the cuff. Mixie is trying to help them, but of course without using magic, he is so struggling. And so Brainy's like, just clean up the lab, do something, just get out of our way. Don't try to help, just do something else. But then some scans pick up that fifth dimensional magic is somewhere, and Brainy and Nia go fly off to help. And it turns out a giant cat is destroying downtown National City. Of course it's a giant cat. Why would it not be a giant cat? I don't know what you guys were thinking, but that just seemed like the obvious thing to me, of course. And of course, the Super Friends also can't stop it. A giant cat. So, makes things even better. Nia tries to obviously, she wants to get Nixley done with, so she tries on her own to pull the cat into the dream realm because it is a fifth dimensional thing because of Nyxley. And tries to pull it into the dream realm. But of course, she cannot. For this cat, this giant cat, is too strong. I don't know why she wouldn't have considered it. Brainy tried to tell her. Everybody else is failing to stop said cat. So she's just determined. Like I said a couple episodes ago, she is vengeful. She wants to take down Nyxley. She is just not there yet. So Brainy comes up with an idea. Kara goes up to distract it with her heat vision as a laser beam, sort of like, you know, when cats play with laser pointers and they like focus on it. She did that with her heat vision. And so Brainy takes the capsule thingy and opens it up to capture this cat, the magic cat. And so Nyxley appears, the friends walk over, and before Kara can do anything, Nyxley snaps her fingers with her magic and chokes Kara pretty much so she can't do anything. And so she pretty much asks for Mixie, for them to give up Mixie in 2 hours at this park. Cut back to Lena. She is on her way home, upset about what has happened, and realizes it's not worth it because she does not want to deal with this anymore. She is done with having pain in her family, and she's just given up. Andrea calls her, saying she's found some stuff about Florence. Lena tells Andrea that she's leaving. Andrea tries to call her out, talk her out of it, and so sends her what she had found about Florence. To the tower. Nyxley is upset that she obviously couldn't stop this ginormous magic cat, because, yeah, it's a cat. And if you can't stop a cat, then what are you doing? I would feel the same way. And she's just so desperate to stop Nyxley at this point that it's just, it's getting hard on her. I'm sorry if I'm being so sarcastic. I was just so stupid and I can't get over it. Like a cat is destroying downtown. This is like children's Godzilla. Like, why a cat? Supergirl writers, why? What was the thought? Did they think it was funny? Because I just found it stupid. I am so fed up with the writing of Supergirl. Sometimes I have hope, sometimes I do. This took it away. Oh my gosh. Anyways, Nia and Kara are both blaming themselves for Nyxley and Nyxley being out and about doing bad things. But then Mixie comes out and he reveals that he has come up with another plan, that he has copied himself using Luther Corp technology. And he says that we should just give the clone of me to Nyxley to put the cuffs on. Ta-da. And they're actually like, yeah, that's a good idea. Not bad, Mixie. Good job. But of course, the copy malfunctions because it's fifth dimensional magic, and the superbands have to go back to square one. Nia walks over to Kara and finally tells her that it is her fault that Nyxley is out. And of course, Kara isn't mad because she explains that they all made mistakes. And this bit of the conversation, just where her immediate response to Nia really struck me. The way that Melissa kind of acted it out, it was very adult and serious and not sort of the normal tone for Supergirl. And it was nice to see that. It reminded me of sort of Superman, Batman sort of esque, that serious sort of superhero kind of talk and tone. I thought that was really, really cool to see because we haven't seen it in a while, It sometimes comes up with the Flash. It came up, of course, in Arrow a lot because Oliver is so brooding, and so was Diggle and whatnot. And just the tone of that show was darker, and so I just thought that was really nice to see in Kara, because you really don't see it a lot. But then as Kara's kind of telling Nia this, and she comes up with an idea. Back to Newfoundland. Lena goes to the middle of nowhere. She's at a sort of address thing that was obviously given by Andrea, and there's a little cave, and she goes inside it. And inside there is a lady there sitting down using some magic, playing with some smoke. The lady gets up and points a shotgun at Lena, and she immediately recognizes her. So this lady here is Florence. And Florence immediately recognizes Lena because she looks exactly like her mom, because they are played by the same actress. They have a spitting image of her mom. And Florence, of course, invites Lena in and tells Lena that her mom visits her in her dreams and tells her all about her. And Lena's not amused by it, and it's like, yeah, you can really just look anything up. A simple Google search will suffice. And I thought that was really funny. But Florence sits Lena down at the table and tells Lena to do this. I need some of your blood. She's like, what? She's like, just do it. So Lena pricks her finger, drops some blood in this sort of bowl thing, and some smoke comes out, and we enter a flashback sort of deal. Fun, love flashbacks. So Florence is telling the true story of how Margaret's dad died. Pretty much he beat his wife. And so Lena's mom, Margaret's mom, I don't remember Margaret's mom's name, but it's Elizabeth, Margaret's mom, and Florence all tried to scare Margaret's dad with magic. But their magic got away from them, and the shed that they pushed him into caught on fire, and that is how he died. After that, the town persecuted them, and so they all kind of went their separate ways, with Margaret's mom staying and trying to deal with stuff. Lena's mom fled to National City, and Florence hid in the cave because she is from a long line of witches, and if they got her, they would get the rest of her family, so she just went into hiding. Florence and Lena are both tearing up from this story. Obviously, this is a lot coming into Lena, but for Florence, this is just hard. Like, this is one of the hardest things to go through, of course. Back to the tower. The power dampening cuffs are done. And Nia and Kara walk out, and they reveal the plan that Nia is going to use Brainy's image inducer to disguise herself as Mixie, and she will be the one to put the cuffs on Nixley. So Kara and Nia go up to the park, image inducer on, and Nixley pops up behind them. And so before Nixley can take who she thinks is Mixie into the crystal, Kara's like, wait, no, let Mixie go himself. And so he is going to willingly go into the crystal. But the magic from the crystal is messing up this image inducer. So it kind of looks like Mixie is like glitching out, and Nixley's like, what is this? And so as Nia gets close, the image inducer turns off, and Nixley can see that it's not Mixie, it's Nia. And so the rest of the super friends come up and show up ready to fight Nixley, but Kara stops them. And of course, she's like, let's talk this out, guys. No need to put down the bad guy. We can just persuade them with our words, because stalling for time and talking always works. If you didn't know, if you're fighting somebody, talking them out of it is the way to go. No violence necessary in the world of superheroes, where your villain, the person you're fighting, can literally do anything. No need to stop them using the weapons you have. Because it doesn't matter that they can do anything. It is your words that matter most, of course. Good job, Kara. Ugh, so annoying that she sees the good in people. And so she obviously tries to stop them, but Nixley doesn't care. And she traps them. Very reminiscent of the scene in Genosha, Attack on the Clones, where Padme, Obi-Wan, and Anakin are stuck to those big pillar things. That's what that reminded me of. So if you're a Star Wars fan, there you go. And then a kryptonite dragon appears by the snap of Nixley's fingers and goes around. And so Nixley reveals the big story of why she doesn't like Mixie, and that he had betrayed her too. Mixie was going to help Nixley overthrow her father. And after she got caught, she thought Mixie would be at her side to help her. And no, he was not. He went back to the patriarch and fell under their rule once again. So she is upset. And Mixie snaps in. I love that they just do things at a snap. It's fun. I wish I could do that, don't we all? And he stops the dragon, and he's trying to keep Kara safe. Nixley goes to take Mixie, but Kara stops her and is still trying to talk her out of it. She obviously doesn't listen. And is taking Mixie into the crystal. Kara takes the phantom projector and is thinking about using it. Of course, she's trying to think this through. And she's taking too long. Because it's only episode 11. And you have to wait till the end of the episode to actually stop the villain. As shows do go. But Mixie actually stops her and says, "No, I got this." And he goes into the crystal. Oh my gosh. The Super Friends back at the tower. Kara realizes that Mixie was right all along. Mixie was right all along, and they should have just been harsher, used the phantom projector to get Nixley out of there. Trap her again. But Nia's like, no. She pep talks everybody. It's like, we cannot be down on ourselves now. Yeah, we made a mistake. We could have done things better, but that doesn't matter. We will learn from our mistakes and do better and work harder. Taking her mother's message to heart, she has learned something and remembers what her mom says, that you cannot totally undo your mistakes and you must sit with the guilt and the pain. And Nia is now taking that. I love it. We're making progress here, guys. Making some progress. And then go back to Newfoundland. Florence is kind of showing Lena some things, showing her some old photos. Lena is pretty much a skeptic to magic. She's sort of questioning things. And Florence tells her that she has her mother's gift. Lena's like, yeah, this might be real, but of course there's a scientific explanation for magic. But Florence says, oh, no, no, no. They are two completely different things. In fact, they're parallel lines, and they will never intersect, because that's what parallel lines do. So Florence is like, there is no scientific explanation for magic. Magic is magic. You cannot explain it. That is why it is magic. That's the whole point of magic. It's not science. It's something else on its own. It does its own thing. It plays by its own rules, right? Yeah, exactly. You can't just make fire, like, appear without making a chemical reaction. And snapping your fingers and pushing out your hand is not a chemical reaction, correct? So, come on, Lena. Let's connect the dots here. Open your mind. Open your mind. And then back to the ship, Mitch is very impressed with Nixley's magic, and he wants her to give him the best life possible. But Nixley's like, why should I do that? Why would I need to do that? That's stupid. And so she makes him a deal that if he helps her do the thing she needs to do, get the totems and whatnot, she will grant his wish of the best life ever. And so they go off to find the courage totem. That is one of the totems they must find. And then we cut to Nixley, not Nixley, we cut to Nia, who has saw Nixley and tells them of her plan with Mitch. And Kara is ready to go and won't hold back. Yeah! We're getting some anger, getting some resentment. Let's do it. I'm ready. All right, besides my criticism of the writing and some things, decent episode overall. I love having Mixie back. Really brings some comedy to the episode. I love the sort of, not super dark, of course, but it is a bit darker stuff of Nia acting darker because she is vengeful. She wants to take Nixley down, but she of course wants to do it herself, which doesn't work always by yourself. You do need some help every once in a while. I like that going on. Still not totally sold with Nixley. At this point in watching, I'm trying to remember how I felt during when it was actually aired, because I watched it as it aired. So these, once again, are rewatches. It just felt a bit lazy from the writers and whatnot. I know the beginning of the season had to change and filming stuff had to change because Melissa was pregnant. Don't blame that, the situation, but I still think they could have done better at this point of watching life. I just don't know how to explain it other than saying that it seems lazy. Like, they could have done better. I don't know why it seems lazy. Is it the fact that I think it's a bit of reusing from Legends? Maybe. It's hard to explain, and I want to explain it for my own sake to try to persuade me out of it. Because I hate to hate shows that I watch. I watch shows because I enjoy them, and I do enjoy Supergirl. But this is... Sometimes it's just hard to watch and hard to enjoy, and I don't like that feeling. So, with that being said, yes, I will continue watching the show because I can never just stop watching a show. I need to watch it through. Even if I don't like it. But, I mean, it is what it is. Hopefully my mind will change the end of the season. And with this rewatches, maybe something will come to light that I didn't see before. I don't know. But for now, not the happiest with the show. Anyways... Hope you guys enjoyed me totally just bashing on the show and criticizing. Hope you enjoyed my dry sarcasm. And I will catch you guys later.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_. Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.